You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, suicide actually peaks in the spring. And many scientists are kind of puzzled and stumped by this. We're going to talk about this because now that we're coming into the spring, that's a pretty scary time. You would think that it would be more common around the holidays, but no. Then we have a list of foods that the nutritionists say you can actually eat. And some of these foods, you guys would think, no, you're supposed to stay as far away from as possible. So that's kind of pretty cool. We're also going to be talking about how, I guess there's a petition where thousands are signing the White House to petition for Alaska to secede from the U.S. Really? Now Alaska wants to secede. Remember California wants to secede? Now Alaska does. Really? Well, we'll see if they get the votes. And then they say electrical brain stimulation might help fibromyalgia patients. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, if you ever want to get the Dr. Dahlia Show, remember we're on your iPhone app or on your Android app. Download it for free. You can listen to Dr. Dahlia anytime you want. It's free, and it plays the shows over and over again. So even if you're listening at 4 in the afternoon, you can still get me. Okay, make sure you check that out. Don't forget you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of you guys are trying to get me to use my Pinnit more. I still don't know what to do with Pinnit. I'm not sure. It's just every time I Google something, I guess I click the pin it, and then you guys get to see it. I mean, I think that helps the Google sites that you're pinning. I think I get that. I just don't know. I just don't really know what I'm supposed to do with it. I don't want to give you guys any more stuff to read. I already guys give you guys a crap load of stuff. But if any of you guys know what I'm supposed to do with Pinnit, please let me know. We're taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or your emails at drdahlia.com. Okay, so I guess the petition has 30 days to reach 100,000 signatures for the White House. And I guess this petition is calling for Alaska to leave the United States and rejoin Russia. The application is called Alaska Back to Russia and was created by initials SV of Anchorage. I guess in under a week, it has already received nearly 30,000 signatures. Now, remember, Alaska became the 49th state of the Union on January 3rd, 1959. This strangely worded petition, they say, according to Daily Mail, begins as groups of Siberian Russians cross the isthmus, now the Bering Strait, 16 to 10,000 years ago. And it says, Russian began to settle on the Arctic coast. Aleuts inhabited the Aleutian Archipelago. I know there's the Aleutian Islands. I don't know how to pronounce Archipelago. Archipelago? Is that hard G? I don't know. Anyway, first visited Alaska August 21st, 1732. Members of the team boat St. Gabriel, I guess under surveyor Gvozdev and assistant navigator Fedorov, they had some expedition back in the 1700s. And I guess they say vote for cessation of Alaska from the United States and join Russia. Now, that's interesting. You know, we're so busy talking about all the other groups involved in these elections. We worry about certain minority groups not being represented well. We hear about immigration and the Latino vote, even though many Latinos I know don't want to be kind of stereotyped as to wanting illegal immigration. Nobody wants illegal immigration, okay? Latinos want there to be an immigration process like anybody else does. So, and then here's now you have the Russians. And now the Russians in Alaska want to secede? The White House responds to any petition that receives 100,000 signatures in 30 days, and the Alaska one, unfortunately, though, is a a little bit short because it only has about 30,000 signatures, so I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I don't know. I mean, here's my thing. Okay, I understand that many of us have issues with our current administration. I say let's all stick together because we need you. I don't want Alaska going anywhere. I don't want California going anywhere. I don't want California leaving us. I like California. I do. We all do. I'm from California. It's a beautiful state. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall. Apparently, Alaska became a territory in 1867. It was purchased by William Seward, the Secretary of State. There, you know, there's Seward, there's a city in Alaska named after him. It happened at 4 a.m. on March 30th after an all-night discussion with Russia. The country was having financial difficulty. It feared losing the territory in a possible conflict and preferred to make some sort of money on its sale. They got $7.2 million or 2 cents an acre. With the purchase of Alaska, the United States acquired the area. Basically, it's twice as large as Texas. The deal originally was thought to be a mistake, all right? And that huge wilderness area was known to be Seward's folly. But then during the gold strike by 1896, they were like, oh, wow, this land was rich in gold and copper and oil, and it was close to the Soviet Union, which was kind of helpful during the Cold War. Originally, the Department of Alaska, the area became the District of Alaska and then called Alaska Territory in May 1912, finally admitted to the Union as a state in 1959. So that's the history of Alaska. And also adding to its history, it's the number one site of the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, right? Usually whenever we take a cruise, we end up going to Alaska. We're not going to be doing it this year, but hopefully we'll do it again soon. I love Alaska. It's one of my favorite states. It is absolutely gorgeous. So don't worry. I don't think this is going to happen. But, oh, my gosh, if you've never been, it is you can feel the fresh air. It feels like you've never, you're breathing this air and you're like, okay, I think there's mint. You know, whenever you think there's mint in the air, yeah, that's fresh air. One of my favorite states ever. So please don't leave. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot more coming up. Don't go away.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at JerkySpot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to JerkySpot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJerkySpot. JerkySpot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Started out my show 5 years ago. We were really, really getting good ratings, you know. What went wrong? No. We're doing okay. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulated. Medical Talk Radio. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know Don's here. Hi, Don. I know. Don is so sweet. Yeah, everybody's sweet. I love it. This was an interesting email. Jordan writes, Dahlia, I think I suffer from depression. I cry at times. I don't want to go to work. I'm 42. I don't want to think about dating. I sit home. I watch Netflix. I play occasional games on my laptop. I don't want to go to work. What do you suggest besides medication? What's that song? I don't want to work. I want to something all day. Yeah, I think a lot of us don't want to work. I'm 42 years old. If my husband ever left me, I don't think I would want to date. That the idea of having to go back out there and date scares the hell out of me. So you cry at times, you don't want to go to work, you want to watch Netflix and play games on your laptop. To me, I think you're as normal and as healthy as can be. That's, I think, the average American. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to go out there and date either. I am, like, really, really scared. You got the herpes, you got the gonorrhea, you got the syphilis, you got trichomonas and bacteria and cocci and bacilli and viruses. viruses and amoebas and all sorts of stuff out there. I mean, it really takes the fun out of sex. Not to mention, you got to be in shape now, okay? You know, in the olden days, you know, there really wasn't a lot of lighting. So, somebody would maybe have a ceiling light so you could shut the light off and be in the dark. Now, everybody has lights and laptops and iPhones. So, you know, you'll always get caught in some sort of light. So now you got to look good, okay? We used to not have to look good. We could just look however way we did. True, I was, 20 years younger, so I could look good. So I get that. So first of all, don't diagnose yourself with depression. Okay, we're going to be talking about how suicides are up during the spring. So it is extremely important for a doctor to figure out if you have depression. That's extremely crucial, okay? But, whenever it comes to, this is what I would do. If any of you guys think you're in a funk, let's just start with that. I'm in a funk. Okay, that's kind of easy, right? Okay, yeah. Okay, funk. That's easy. No, NK. NK. Okay, funk. Now, keep it clean, guys. Okay, so, very easy to say, I'm in a funk. Okay, then, what I want you to do is just write down, take a pen and paper. No, it's not a pop quiz. I'm not giving you a pop quiz. Take a pen and paper. No pop quiz, I promise. No pop quiz. Relax. Take a pen and paper, and I want you to write down what it makes you happy. What puts a smile on your face? Nothing. I don't want to do this. This is stupid. Okay, just put something down, okay? I mean, whether it's, was it a movie? Was it an Eddie Murphy movie? Is it a song? Is it eating ice cream with your kid? Oh, that's going to depress me because my kid is now living with his mother. And No. Don't just write down the things that you like make you happy. Going on a trip, going on a vacation, going fishing. Don't start thinking about how to do it and getting all depressed about you not being able to have the time off or the money to do it. Okay, just put anything down. And I don't even care. Put Valium, Percocet, Coca-Cola, Peeps, whatever you want to put on there, I don't care, okay? Because nobody's judging you. You could burn the, sex, listening to the Dr. Dahlia show, whatever makes you happy. I just want you to write that down, okay? Okay, that's going to be your happy list. Now, maybe in a week or two, we're going to write the list that makes you upset. Okay, but right now, let's just kind of look at the happy list. Okay, and I mean, it better be a long one. I love the idea of finding some money in my pants. When you take, there's an old pair of pants that you haven't been able to fit into for 10 years. You go into the pocket and there was a $10 bill. True, the $10 bill is still worth $10. Actually, it's worth less. But it's still nice to have a $10 bill, right? Okay, that kind of thing. What else makes you feel good? Being first at a gas station, that kind of thing. Okay. All right. And then what I want you to do with that list is I want you, we're going to come up with little goals. I want you to do 5 things on that list. Okay. Find a gas station, even if you have to drive around, where you get to drive right up and be first. Okay. Go have a peep. Not a whole package of Easter peeps, just one peep. What if on your list is doing charity, giving charity? Now, I know I'm raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and yes, donating $5 would make you feel good, but any charity, okay? Maybe go to the nearby Red Cross and give them a $10 donation. See how that feels, okay? Just something little on your list. That's day one. That's what you're going to do today. Come up with 5 things on your list that you want to do, okay? Number 2 on your list that I want you to do, and then, of course, we're going to talk about ways to get out of depression, is number 2, okay? I want you to write down what would be on your bucket list. We've talked about bucket lists, okay? You could have the big exorbitant bucket list, and then I want a smaller list that's a realistic bucket list. So, for example, on my exorbitant bucket list that may never, ever happen, okay, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Europe. I want to be a size 2. I'd like to get some liposuction. That's on my bucket list. I would like to meet Viggo Mortensen, okay, and tell him what an awesome actor he is. And how I should have been in Liv Tyler's role instead of her. And I'd like to have some decent ratings for my radio show. Okay, so that's on the bucket list that may seem really far-fetched and really out there. Okay, but then your other bucket list should be things that you want to do for a year. Like let's say, for example, okay, I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas has some really pretty hotels. I have always wanted to stay at Caesar's Palace, just to take a room out in Caesar's Palace and do that. Okay, well then put that on your list. Okay, maybe there's a local rate, maybe there's a whatever. You know, where you do like a little staycation. People do that all the time. We have Mandalay Bay out here that has this wave pool and like a beach. You know, oh, I've always wanted to fish for barracuda. Okay, put that on your list. Go to California. I've always wanted to go to Catalina Island. Put that on your list. Okay, so then do some medium bucket lists. And then I want you to pick one or two of them and make that a goal in the next few months. I don't care if you have to take off work. I don't care, but you got to do that, okay? And you see why I'm making you guys do that? Because I want you guys to get excited about something. What if somebody on your bucket list, something on your bucket list was, this is on my mini bucket list, okay? Not my exorbitant bucket list, but my mini bucket list. My mini bucket list is I really want to record a Christmas CD. I want to record a CD where I sing Christmas. Who's laughing? I can sing. No, yeah, okay, maybe I don't sing well, but there's something called auto-tune. Leave me alone. I'm going to do it. I don't care what you guys think, okay? That's all I've always wanted to record a Christmas CD, okay? I just think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. And then people in the car, you know, rocking out to Dr. Dahlia singing jingle bell. Okay, I mean, maybe that won't happen, but recording a CD, that's on my bucket list. I'm going to do that this year. Come hook or crook, even if it's in my own studio, I don't care. I'm going to do it. All right, so you come up with those things and you start getting excited about it. Same thing with a job. Okay, if you have always wanted to be on TV or be some sort of a correspondent, well, that's easy now. Okay, if you're an expert in insurance or you're an expert in medicine or you're an expert in plumbing, you're a plumber, whatever, call your local Fox News station or NBC or ABC and say, look, okay, this is what I've done for life. I've done plumbing. I've done electrician. I've done this. If you ever have a story regarding an electrical fire or flooding or how to protect your house in storm weather or, you know, how to protect your pipes when it gets cold, interview me. I'm here to help for free. So, you know, if any of you guys ever, you pitch your idea to the news station, let them do a segment. Why not? Okay, I mean, these are not that you're doing it for business, but it's things that you could do to get out of the little bit of a rut that you're in. All right? You know, you always want to write a book. You know how easy it is to write a book now? I guess through, I don't know if it's through Amazon, but I guess you could write your own books and you could publish your own books without even spending a lot of money. I remember years ago, I was like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. Can you help me publish a book? Like, what are you going to be talking about, farts? Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, you want me to? Click. Okay, you know what? If I want to now write a book on farts, I do it. You know? I mean, it is so doable. So, and if you guys want to send me your bucket list, do that. DrDahlia.com. Just do that. And you can put a fake name if you're embarrassed, you know. But, I mean, keep it clean, people. Keep it clean. Okay? Having sex with a gorgeous national radio host is not going to be something that I am going to help you attain. You're going to have to find some other radio host for that one. But still, just kind of keep it, just, you know, put ideas on there. And I can maybe give you ways on how to make those goals. Okay? So, we're coming up on break. I'm sorry, I got a sore throat. Okay, we're coming up on break. So, I'm going to... Oh, my son made a list. My son made a list to turn off the radio mic. Yeah, no, that is not on your bucket list. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about ways to naturally treat depression. Even though I'm a huge fan of the pharmaceuticals, we're going to talk about that and this study about how suicide is up during the spring. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so really quickly, let's just talk about ways that you could help your moods without having to go to the pills, okay? And, yes, there are plenty of medications out there. That's what I'm pretty well versed in because that is what I do. I prescribe. I'm a doctor. Yet I do a little bit more than prescribing. I know you guys think I'm the pharmaceutical queen. I would rather you control your depression with other things. If you notice, I don't sit here and tell you guys to go on Wellbutrin or to go on antidepressant medicine. Now, you may need it. Okay, there may be something more chemical involved, okay? I mean, there's only so much chocolate you can eat to get out of depression, and that's not even healthy, okay? But here's just some quick quick tips. We already talked about doing bucket lists and getting excited about having other things going on in your life. You gotta kind of get that little boost. But one of the big things is exercise, okay? The patients that I have that actually exercise every day appear to be less in need of the medications than those who don't, okay? You know, like runner's high, you've heard about a runner's high, you get a lot of endorphins released. People who run, they get a lot of endorphins, okay? You get the norepinephrine, you get the serotonin released. Now, of course, if your heart can't handle it, I don't want you guys doing that. But if your heart doctor says you're good to go, definitely I would recommend good aerobic exercise. According to Dr. Murali Doraswamy, he recommends 3 to 5 times a week of exercise, 20 to 30 minutes at a time. All right. I also recommend at least a half hour to an hour a day of just lighter activity. Okay. You don't have to be running for an hour a day, but make sure you guys are either walking on a treadmill, folding laundry, chasing the kids around the house because they don't want to, you know, wear clothes after they get out of the shower and you're trying to get a towel onto them before the dog decides to eat something he thinks are Franks and beans. Exactly. Then they talk about light therapy. They say one way to ease some of the symptoms, especially for people that have seasonal affective disorder, is using light therapy. Now, the only problem with the light therapy is we want to make sure it's not giving you UV light. But many of you, you know, if you went outside and you got some sunlight, you know that you would feel better and you would be able to, get that boost. But you live in an area that's always cloudy, always seems to rain. So some people, they have places where they could go for light therapy, and that seems to help. But I got to tell you, man, you know, I'm so afraid of melanoma. I'm scared to death of melanoma, but especially whenever my patients become afflicted with it. But I know that sunlight makes me feel better. I know when I go out and get some sun, I feel better, hands down. You know, I may try to be grumpy about something, and I can't. Okay, and then, of course, a mood diary. Dr. Doraswamy recommends, and this has been reported by Health.com, to make sure you do a mood diary. Now, remember I said a week later, I want you guys to come up with a list of what makes you sad and upset. Okay, and then I want you to... You aren't going to do complete avoidance with those because, again, I mean, how long can you avoid the mother-in-law? You can't. And I don't want you getting so I don't want that list to be so absolute that as soon as anything comes near that list, you immediately start to clamp down. We don't want that. Okay. We don't want that at all. Okay. And we want you to poop. No clamping. When you clamp down, you can't poop. Okay. But I think it's important to keep a mood log. Okay. What happened that day that made you feel sad and blue, okay, or disappointed? And then rate, how blue did you get? Okay, I mean, were you really in a funk? Were you like, oh my gosh, I can't go on? Or were you like, oh, I can't wait to get home and enjoy my day? Okay, so that's kind of, you know, that's definitely important to delineate. Acupuncture. There was a small University of Arizona study of 33 women that found that 64% of participants went into remission after having acupuncture. There was another study also that came out where they found improvement with acupuncture. Okay, even those who were taking an antidepressant, they even did better with the acupuncture than those just taking an antidepressant. So that's always another option out there if you want. And we've talked about how acupuncture works. The needles don't even hurt. When the needles go in, it doesn't hurt. Now, a big thing that helps me are pity parties or support groups. Whenever I feel like I'm in a big funk, I call one of my friends or I try to get a group together of people to go, you know what, let's just have a pity party. We'll go out somewhere, okay, we'll get some nachos, let's just everybody put it out on the table because we always feel better when we complain about our crap, okay, and a lot of times, you know, you actually feel better because you find out somebody else's crap is worse. You know, I was really getting depressed about the whole Obamacare thing and me losing my insurance and the insurance having to be something that was close to like $900 a month, $1,000 a month. I was really upset. So I call up one of my buddies to set up a pity party, and he goes, what are you complaining about? I'm at $1,200 a month for my family for insurance now. You know, you got it good. And I'm like, you know, I do got it good. Thank you for making me feel better. So about that pity party, oh, I don't need one anymore. Thank you. Yeah, but I do, click. So, sometimes, talking to your friends and realizing that what they're dealing with is worse than what you're dealing with sometimes feels better. But here's the problem. The problem is there's always going to be somebody at the table, somebody at the pity party who was really screwed. Okay? Here you are. You're complaining about your boss. You're complaining about your fibroids. You're complaining about your prostate. And then somebody's buddy is dying of pancreatic cancer, and then they have you all beat. And so you got to be really, really careful. I mean, make sure. But then that's where you get a support group involved. I think support groups are huge. I think people love support groups. I love support groups. Even if I don't need the support, I just love going. Because you feel better. You realize that what you're going through, people don't want to think they're going through anything alone. It helps to know that they're going through this with other people. It's not that misery seeks company. That's different, okay? You don't want to start feeling guilty that misery seeks company. I don't ever want anybody going through any turmoil. If there's a death in my family or anything, God forbid, I don't want anybody going through that. No, that doesn't make me feel better. But what makes me feel better is when I feel like I'm getting crapped on by the government or I'm getting crapped on by insurance companies or whatever. And I hear we're all in the same boat. It just makes you feel better because you got a shoulder to lean on. You see what I mean? Okay. But cognitive behavioral therapy is more specific. Cognitive behavioral therapy, it's kind of short-term therapy. You do it for about 10 to 20 sessions. It's been shown to be as effective for depression as much as medications, but it kind of teaches you how to think through these things. So if mother-in-law calls and it ruins your day, how should you rethink that so that when she does call, no, it's not going to ruin your day, because that shouldn't ruin your day. I mean, that's stupid for it to ruin your day. The boss says something mean to you. Well, how does that not ruin your day? All right, so cognitive therapy helps you with that. There's been some off and on anecdotal evidence that fish oil may help your moods. They say that where you have states or cities where people eat high omega-3 fatty acids or countries, they seem to see less rates of depression. All right, so that could be, so eating a healthy diet, I think, helps, because eating sugar, you do get the drop. Meditation, I'm a huge fan. There have been multiple studies with meditation. Very important. Make sure you relax. Make sure you find yourself one with, who you're meditating to, or meditating with yourself, just to, make sure you're not being influenced by any outside sounds, etc. Make sure you're by yourself. That's stuff is really, really cool. They say saffron helps. They say a study in the Journal of Anthropology suggested that saffron might increase the levels of serotonin. They looked at a small study of about 38 people, and they found that saffron was effective as Prozac. Yes, you could have some sweating and sexual dysfunction, very similar to like Paxil, but I really dig saffron rice. I also dig yoga. I think yoga is amazing. Helps with hostility, improving energy, helps with your sleep, your well-being. I think that's important. Then they have Sammy. If he's sexy, that's fine by me. And then St. John's Wort they talk about. We've talked about that. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to thank all of you who have been donating $5. I really, really appreciate it. Our $5 to help save a life campaign. We're raising money. You can do so on my website at drdahlia.com. There's PayPal, credit card. It's supposed to be a very safe website through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, where we're trying to raise money for $5 for a kid to help them. To help save save a life. This $5 for a life campaign can really work if I get all my listeners to donate $5. So, luckily I do have a lot more listeners than people think. So thank you guys for donating, and I still know, don't pretend you don't listen to the show so you don't have to donate $5. Listen, a donation means you have to do it because you want to do it. I'm not going to force you to do it, all right? But, I mean, don't be pretending you don't listen to my show so you don't have to do the $5. So come on. All right? But it's for an amazing cause. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps research blood cancer, and whether you're a kid, whether you're an adult, we all are affected by that because somebody we know ends up being afflicted with blood cancer. It's a lot more common than you think. So this is the time to help. This is the time to make sure there's funding, and this is the time to research. Okay, I can't tell you how many older people get the diagnosis because they're tired. You know what? You have some form of blood cancer, and then you're like, what? We need to make sure it's research, not even for the people currently affected, but because we may be affected by it later. It's extremely important. And all I'm asking for is $5 for a day. Now, one of you had asked me over the break about electric shock therapy and depression, because we were talking about depression. Electric shock therapy, yeah, that has been found to help depression. In fact, with very, very severe depression, we'll see this in some of our older patients, they will actually try some electroconvulsive therapy. Absolutely. And it has been shown to help recalcitrant depression, but that is some real, real difficult depression. That would be for your very, very severe depression patients. Those are for ones that have tried every medicine in the book, or they can't tolerate any medicine in the book, or they couldn't do Dr. Dahlia bucket list. Okay? Now, speaking of electrical brain stimulation, really quickly, they say that may help fibromyalgia patients. They say using magnetic brain stimulation, not electroconvulsive therapy, but we're talking magnetic brain stimulation on patients with fibromyalgia, French researchers say they were able to improve some of the patient's symptoms. Specifically, the technique called transcranial magnetic stimulation raised quality of life and emotional and social well-being among patients suffering from the condition. The improvement is associated with an increase in brain metabolism, I guess, which is, it makes us think, well, then maybe this is more of a physical cause. So, the objective of the study was to demonstrate that it's possible to modulate the brain areas using this transcranial, across the brain, magnetic stimulation to correct brain abnormalities and improve patients' symptoms. What they did is patients were wearing a cap lined with electrodes that sent small electric charges to targeted areas of the brain. The idea was to stimulate these areas and alter how they react. The report was published March 26th in the journal Neurology. Dr. Alan Menevitz, I guess, from Lenox Hill Hospital, says fibromyalgia is the most frequent cause of widespread pain. Many of you guys have fibromyalgia and I think don't even realize it. It affects 6 to 12 million people in the United States. For those of you that have it, and I have a little bit of it, I don't have a very severe case, you do get chronic pain. You get certain trigger points in your neck and back, etc. These trigger or tender points, I should say they're tender points, makes it very difficult to tolerate a massage, makes you more prone to neck or back pain. But some people with fibromyalgia, they could also have digestive problems, numbness, frequent urination, trouble sleeping, dizziness, depression. So a lot of people say, oh, fibromyalgia is a mental problem. No, it is not. Okay, and think about it. If you were in pain for a lot of your day, wouldn't that be? That's why I think I'm very, very fortunate. I mean, the reason why I was diagnosed with it is not because I was having so much a problem, but Dr. Jimmy Hara from UCLA, he was, I guess, at Kaiser. I think he was either out of UCLA or Kaiser Permanente. He had trained me when I was there in training for medical school, and he had written a book on fibromyalgia, written a chapter on the book of it, and, you know, he was showing us the trigger points. He was showing us how he would treat with these trigger point injections, and he was a pretty, he was one of the, you know, founding, I guess, authors of many of these studies. And so, you know, I had him to test me. I didn't have him treat me. I didn't want any of the injections, but I had him test me. And, you know, he was able to, you know, find the trigger points. He's like, there's one. I'm like, I know, that hurts. you know, so he says, you qualify because you have all these. And I told him what my symptoms were, and he's like, yeah, you know, even though it's mild fibromyalgia, he says you have it. So that's why if anybody says it's a fake disease, oh, hell no, it's not fake. Now, do some people have it more severe than others? Absolutely. Do some people try to use fibromyalgia as an excuse to do other things? Yeah, just like, you know, people will use, you know, menstrual cramps or migraines when they don't have one. I'd be afraid to do that. I never pretend to have a headache, because if I pretend to have a headache, then I actually get a real one. But apparently, they looked at 38 people, mostly women, who suffered from persistent fibromyalgia pain for more than 6 months, were randomly assigned to either 14 sessions of real brain stimulation or a fake stimulation, giving over 10 weeks. At the 11th week, the patients were asked about their quality of life, also had PET scans to assess any changes in their brain. The researchers found that those who had received magnetic brain stimulation had a greater improvement in quality of life than those who received the fake stimulation. So that was your control. There was your test subjects. So I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so not so cool is we have to realize that springtime, it can be a peak suicide season. They say every day 105 Americans kill themselves. They lose themselves to suicide. Did you know that 105 Americans a day do this? This has been reported by Fox News. Some people think it had to do with the weather. Studies dating back to the late 1800s found that suicides peak in the spring and are the lowest in the winter. One study in 1995, published in the Journal of Social Science and Medicine, examined monthly suicide rates in 28 countries. Sorry, not just America, and found that in 25 in the Northern Hemisphere, suicides were more common in May. And went down in February. Similar research occurred in the Southern Hemisphere in South Africa, found that suicides peak in the southern spring, which would be then September and October, because it's opposite. This was according to a study back in 1997. So they think it could be the ebb and the flow of the weather that could be driving the trend. Now, we've talked about sunlight, you know, we just talked about depression and things that you could do, etc. But, you know, when the spring break in suicides was first discovered in the 1800s, you know, the late 1800s, that's when a lot of psychologists in the field of psychology tried to find an explanation. One theory back in the 1800s, okay, looked at maybe the heat of spring and summer, maybe led to excess energy, because remember, seasons were a little different back then, okay? I mean, you would have snow September, October, and things would start getting warm in March, end of February, March. Now things are different. I mean, Vegas, it's still pretty, it's weird. Everything has kind of shifted a little bit. So they think that maybe the heat of the spring and summer was excess energy. That would then later be translated to violence. Another theory suggested that maybe social life in the spring and summer was to blame. You know, maybe because more people are, it doesn't make sense to me. You'd think you'd be outside, you'd be doing more, so you'd be having more fun. I don't know. I always thought it was going to be winter would be a higher risk of suicide. But then they're also looking at the inflammatory theory. Maybe it's because of the allergies. You know, because of allergies and stress, etc., you have more stress hormones, you could then have depression, suicidal thoughts, etc. You know, they looked at mice doing inflammation tests, and they found that the inflammatory response, inflammatory type issues would, I guess, make mice more depressed. So, there's a variety of things that could be going on. Oh, no, we're at the end. Oh, no. Oh, I'm depressed. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hang me down. Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down
in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang
me down
in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.